Hello, and welcome to the second episode of the CDL Files, brought to you by Driver's Legal Plan. My name is Marilyn Serber, and I could not be more excited to introduce you to our first guest, which is the one and only Mr. Martin Garzy. Martin Garzy is the Executive Director of the National Association of Publicly Funded Truck Driving Schools, and he is also the Director of Transportation for the Houston Community College Truck Driver Training Program. And he's also one of my best friends and just one of the nicest people you'll ever meet in your life. So we were just talking about before we got on camera that he's the first guest. And I said, well, who else would be the first guest? Martin was really the first person to ever be nice to me in trucking. So when I went to my first trucking conference in 2014 in St. Louis, I met Martin, and lucky me, because I'm pretty sure that my career trajectory would not have been the same without him. So I'm so excited for you to be here, Martin. So let's just jump in and you tell us a little bit about yourself and NAFTIS and all the great things you do.
Well, thank you, Marilyn. What a great introduction. And it's great. It's great to see you, your career just really take off, and excited for you, and think of you as almost as one of my own. And we've had those long stories a long time. I have a daughter that's very similar to you. So we have a lot in common. A little bit about my background. I started in the transportation training business in the mid-90s with Houston Community College, and I was working part-time for them, and they started the truck driving program, and I didn't immediately get involved in that. I was working another part of the college and working outside the college also. And so as the truck driving program took off, the gentleman who started it, Van O'Neill, invited me to come over and look at what he was doing and kind of show me his vision. And then he got a couple of contracts really quick to do some contract training. And so the business just really took off. I saw his vision, not as clearly as he did, but I was excited to go to work there and realized, hey, this is a great opportunity. So I did, and never dreamed I would be here for this long. But I went full-time there in 1997, went through the program, took the CDL program myself, and as you know, got heavily involved in the trucking industry. I've been fortunate to be on a lot of boards, a lot of conferences, was involved in entry-level driver training advisory committee, which crafted the entry-level driver training standards that we have today. And just a lot of good things have happened to me along the way, and I'm very blessed and very grateful for that. And so still run the truck driving program for Houston Community College. And we teach approximately 800 to 1,000 students, depending on the year. And we're glad to change a lot of lives that we are able to take a person and upskill them, give them that new career, and see them have a good job outlook for the rest of their life.
Absolutely. It definitely is it's a life-changing career. I mean, oftentimes drivers enter truck driver training. I mean, we've heard stories of gals showing up in their cars, right? They're homeless, and they just to live in their car so they can get their CDL and then go to work, and they're making 75, 80 grand in their first year out of CDL school. It's definitely life-changing. Tell us a little bit about NAFTIS. What do we call it? The alphabet soup acronym. We have no shortage of acronyms in trucking, but NAFTIS might be the most complicated one.
Well, we've tried to figure out how to shorten it, and we've not come up with a good solution, but it's the National Association of Publicly Funded Truck Driving Schools. So it's made up of community colleges, technical college, some municipalities. So anyone that receives public funds for their training, their employees, they're qualified to be a member. But I got involved in that in the late 90s. The gentleman that started the program, Van O'Neill, was involved. Took me along, which is probably, you know, one of the better things that ever happened to me, is getting involved with that group of people. So I was on the board somewhere in the late, I think, 08, 09, somewhere along there, then become vice president, president, and then immediate past president. And then a couple of years later, become the executive director. And so I've been in that position for about 7 years. We've seen good growth. We're always looking to add, obviously, school members, associate members. But what we do is we have a conference like most people. We have some meetings throughout the year. We do webinars, those type of things. But the difference, I think, in what we do is all the people that attend our conference from the schools, but we're doing the same thing. And because colleges don't typically overlap in areas, we're not in competition with each other. So we're very willing to share, help other people. I've been fortunate to help a lot of programs, guide them along from everything, how to buy a truck, to looking over their curriculum and many things. I enjoy that part. And so that's what we're all about, is helping each other, being able to be the best that we can be, and not have to fight the battle alone, but have plenty of people out there that's gone through the same thing, with have a lot of experience and don't have to reinvent the wheel. Just contact someone.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a great group. And you're right. You go to this event, and, you know, we were just in Daytona in April this year, and it's really special because the people, they care about each other. You know, they've been, a lot of us have been together for a long time, right? And so, and they really do help each other. I mean, it's genuine. It's, hey, how can we do this? How can we do this better? And the engagement that your group, you know, it's a nation, you know, schools from nation all over the country that are coming to this conference, but their commitment to driver training and safe driver training and changing those people's lives and putting them back on the road, I feel like is really unmatched. It's, if you're hiring students, or you're as a trucking company, or you're involved in the industry, I would highly encourage you, don't sleep on NAFTIS. Go check it out. There's great information there, and a lot of great schools and carriers that attend your meeting as well.
Yeah. And coming up in the fall, we do what we call regional meetings, and we have five of them this year. And they're in Florida, Kansas, Nebraska, and in Maryland, and in Tucson. Okay. And so what that does is allow us to go. Those meetings are held at a college. So those of us that will go in our area, our region, we call it, they'll get to see a school firsthand and how they operate. So you look, and you always get ideas of what someone's doing right. You're able to share what you're doing right. But you get to look at a school, get to talk to people. A lot of times instructors are there, not so much maybe the administration part that may be at an annual conference. So you get to talk to fellow instructors, people that are in the trenches doing the work. So I would invite people to go online and look, and those are free. Look at our website. It's NAPFTDS.org. I confuse myself with my own alphabet, right? And so we have those advertised, and there'll be more information coming, like the agenda and that type of thing. But we welcome everyone to come to that, get a taste of what we do, and the information that we're able to provide, and the friendship, the fellowship, and sharing of information.
Definitely. And it's, you know, it really is a cutting edge. I mean, Dave Dine, we were out at Patterson, you know, at their school. That was before COVID in 2019. So before Next Gen, and before that was really a thing. And it's been amazing to watch what they've done. But we Absolutely. Were, you know, that's came from NAFTIS, right? And we were out there touring in school. And so, again, just I've been really blessed to be a part of the organization. And I've learned so much from you and from all of the folks that I met there. And you were talking about, you know, you've been involved since the 90s. And so you've seen a lot of changes and been, you know, a part of some of that change. So how has driver training changed in the schools during your tenure, especially from a technology standpoint?
Well, I mean, one of the things that now is so widely accepted is online training. That didn't exist back then. And I never will forget going through the entry-level driver training standard back in 2005. When we were doing the advisory committee, that was one of the things that was a big discussion. Do we ever go online? You know, think about this is, I'm sorry, 2015, way before COVID, nobody was thinking that. And so a lot of content is now delivered online. And of course, there's, you know, processes, people have processes to where you can, you know, collect all your data online and those type things. From a training perspective, I still say safety is first and always. So the mechanics maybe of training is very similar, but the technology is amazing. Some of our schools have cameras, and depending on kind of where you're at and who your vendors are that's close to you, that want to sometimes try out that equipment. I know that, you know, many times we've been fortunate enough to have cutting edge equipment here in Houston that people are wanting to try out. So we get the advantage of that, but the technology is amazing. Of course, obviously the technology on the truck, everybody's aware of the lane departure and that type of stuff. All of the safety mechanisms that are in there, And, you know, sometimes there was a switch several years ago where we were getting feedback from the students saying that they were overwhelmed with the technology when they went to the school. I'm sorry, to the carrier, because some of the schools didn't have some of the same technology. Now I think we've leveled the playing field a little bit, but, and maybe we've done a better job in the group of people that we teach now. We're able to introduce them to more technology, you know, from the textbook, from the online training, and definitely in the truck. So yes, it's totally different. And I think every few years we could look back and say, well, there's significant changes.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, if you, you know, if you're listening to this and you haven't been inside of a big truck ever, maybe, or in the last several years, even, it's like a cockpit. I mean, when you are looking at the dash, it is high tech. I love to talk about, you know, the next generation of trucking. And we just mentioned next gen and drivers coming in, and the trucking is really sexy now, right? And so, you know, you get into it and you're talking about, you know, online training and simulator training, which, you know, is definitely video game like, right? When you're driving those simulators, and the ability to train remotely, you know, really throughout your career. I mean, it's definitely a different job, you know, than it was even when I got into the industry in 2008. But I mean, for you, it's changed significantly.
Yeah. Right. Absolutely. I was telling someone the other day that the truck of today, and I'll go to the truck that they, Kenworth gives away for transition trucking,
That's right. We
get to see at a lot of events. I mean, it, you know, years ago, the technology only existed on the, maybe you could say, the more expensive German vehicles or whatever, you know, all the cameras and all that type of stuff. And so the truck looked more like maybe the passenger car of years gone by. But today, all of the cameras that they can see everything around them and all the technology. I mean, it's a screen. It's not a set of dash on the dash. It's not dials and that type of thing too much anymore. It looks just like your luxury vehicle that you would go out and pay a crazy amount of money for now. But the truck has all those same things in it, the automatic braking, the adaptive cruise, lane departure, and the list just goes on and on of the safety features that make the truck, you know, much more safe and easier to drive and a better experience for the driver.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we talk a lot about how things have changed the driving position, but it's changed the technician position too, right? I mean, the way technicians work in our industry has also changed significantly, because it's like hooking up a computer, you know, and doing diagnostics that way first before you're ever really even opening up the hood sometimes. So it really is a different industry, which is, you know, it's exciting, you know, from a next gen standpoint, you know, really the technology and autonomy that the trucking job offers, I think is in our favor for the next gen with those types of things. I think you guys use simulators at HCC, right, Martin?
We do.
Yeah. Can you talk to us a little bit about really how far that training has come and what the virtual reality aspect of that? I know you're probably definitely a better person to describe it. I've driven one a couple times, but I crashed pretty quickly. So,
well, the good thing, nobody got hurt when you crashed a simulator.
That's right.
And that's the fantastic thing about a simulator. You can put people through all different types of scenarios. And so when the windshield cracks and it looks like your screen's broken, you punch a button and restart it, everyone is okay and they start over. But a lot of the technology that goes into a simulator has changed, obviously, with the vehicle changing, because it's very, simulation is to simulate what happens. One of the things that I know that a couple of my instructors that teach the simulation have commented quite often on, it's much more realistic, for example, in backing, that type thing. It used to be, okay, we can kind of teach the way that you back, and it's not exactly this way, and it's not going to, the vehicle on the simulator is not reacting quite the same way, but it's very, very, very much realistic now. As far as a virtual reality, I've only done that at a trade show, ours, or the full motion simulators, where when you hit a curb, you feel the bump, all that type of thing. And so the stopping distance is very accurate. So when you try to stop that vehicle at a speed, it's going to show you how far you're going, how far you've gone, and you realize how much quicker the car stopped than the truck. So it's very realistic in every way. The turning of the vehicle, you know, you have to go out wide, and if you didn't, it shows that your trailer has hit the curb or a telephone pole or whatever. And it's all very realistic in those things coming around it. But the neat part about a simulator is, like in Houston, we don't have mountains, we don't have snow, we don't have ice, but once every 20 years. So being able to teach the concepts of how do you drive a truck in those conditions, the only way we can do that is through a simulator, also like mountain driving. So you can teach the concept, but then you put them in the vehicle and it's much, or the simulator, and it's much, much more realistic. And the same way with, you know, other parts of the country to put in different scenarios. You can even have a tire blowout and show how the vehicle will pull one side or the other. And you teach people how to recover from that and what to do. So it's very, very realistic. And the virtual reality is more realistic in some ways, but I think we're still a little bit away from it being the thing that people go to. People are still buying the simulators that continue to upgrade each year, just like vehicles and trucks.
Right, right. Which is, it's definitely a game changer for you. Especially I think at schools, if you're training students, not only to simulate the different situations, but I have to believe if you've never been around a big truck before, which, you know, lots of people that come to your school haven't, right? It, you know, kind of makes them feel a little bit more comfortable with it too, right? It's kind of like that easing in. You can be on the simulator and get the feel for it and feel safe, you know, and comfortable, and then, you know, take it out in real time, right?
Right. And it lets people become much more comfortable. And they, you know, they feel like they know more what they're doing. And it's in a controlled environment. So it takes away some of the intimidation. And then there's the times when people are just not getting a certain maneuver out on the range that we bring them in and put them on the simulator and let them practice over and over and try to identify what they're doing wrong. But we're fortunate we have four of the simulators here. So we, you know, the majority of our people get to go through a simulation before they go out. You know, kind of the neat part would be, you mentioned next gen. They a lot of times have a simulator in their booth. And the cool thing about that, it's young people normally trying to drive a truck. And it, to me, the great teacher of that is the difference in the truck and the trailer, the tractor trailer versus the automobile. So they explain very well the different reaction and why you shouldn't pull in front of a truck and stop, because it can't stop as fast as you. And the list goes on and on. So simulation has great potential to help in both ways. It'd be great if every teenager had to drive a truck simulator just to see how to act before they got their license, but we're not there yet.
We're not. My son just got his license. He's 16, and we were talking about the big trucks. I was like, it takes a football field length for a big truck to stop, you know, in like the wide turns, you know, let them turn first. And just those, you know, those little things, you're right. It's, it would be great if everybody could, teenagers would go through it first, but it definitely has helped me. And I think it's helping people. And to your point about young people, you know, when they come to a next gen booth, or, you know, they even show up at Houston Community College, you know, being introduced to that technology straight away in their education, I think really sets the tone, you know, for the trucking industry. It's like, hey, we care about we care about training, we care about safety, and we have technology to train you, which is, again, what younger people are looking for. You know, looking for those types of technology in their job these days.
Yeah, they're much more inclined to do it, and with the right instructor, do it correctly, than some of the older people who are still a little intimidated by the computer. And it's the same way with like online training. Sometimes you have to coach the people who are not as familiar with the computer, but the young people go through it and they love it. You know, of course, They do it on their phone. They don't even worry about a computer.
Yes. Well, how is enrollment? What do you think about student training for the rest of the year? I'd be remiss if we didn't talk about that. Are your schools full right now? How are things going in the training world?
It depends on kind of the area of the country and how, what the capacity is. I will tell you that the majority of people are down a little bit from the high years of coming out of COVID, and maybe even a year or two after that. Here at Houston Community College, we're slightly down from last year, but not significantly. there's still a lot of demand out there. I think this, you know, there seems to be a strong economy and people finding jobs doing other things. Mm-hmm. Trucking companies, you know, capacity, they're still trying to figure out, you know, matching capacity with the amount of freight and that type of thing. But we still have recruiters coming in and they're hiring people, and our students are finding jobs. And as long as we can explain to people that autonomous trucking is not going to take their job away in the next year, people are pretty excited about that.
That's right.
But yeah, we're seeing, I had a couple of slow months, but right now my classes are full pretty much through August. Then we start every 2 weeks, and then some of our contract classes, we start every week. So
that's great.
The road looks good. Outlook's good.
Definitely. Recruiting Crisis 2025 is coming. I'm certain of it. It'll be here. And then you'll have all the recruiters you can handle, right? There's always an uptick. And so you mentioned autonomous vehicles. And so, you know, if you are a new, you know, thinking about becoming a driver, why would you encourage someone to go to truck driving school? And what should they be looking for in a program? And let's dispel that myth, right? That drivers or professional drivers are going away with autonomous vehicles.
Well, I mean, you look at, there's what, 3.5 million trucks, I think, according to Federal Motor Carrier, out on the road. And so the autonomous truck currently, I think, is about 2.5 times the price of a regular truck. And they're not building, but just a few each year. So the curve to get in autonomous to make a lot of headway for many reasons, but just from a production standpoint is way in the future. And then even the people that are in it, and of course, you and I know people that are heavily involved in that space, and they'll tell you that the autonomous vehicle will only operate in certain areas, very limited use. And as far as the foreseeable future, in a perfect world, for example, it doesn't do well in snow and ice. It doesn't do well in rain. Most of the stuff that's being tested now are in the I-20 10 corridors, you know, the southern part of the United States, southeast some too. So the careers are still wide open. And even I think once you see a little bit more of the autonomous vehicle, there's still going to be a lot of jobs in the transportation industry. There's certain things that the autonomous vehicle, we think, will never do. They don't see it on the horizon. So while the driver's role may change somewhat, the positions will still be there. But as far as what do you look for in a good school? I've worked with a lot of schools down through the years, and I think the one thing that I would look at is start with their website. Nowadays, look at what they do, how they do it, how many hours they're doing it, what are they offering? Are they willing to talk to you about their curriculum? Are they willing to come in and let you look around and see? There's not a day go by that we don't have people come to our school and said, you know, hey, I just wanted to put my eyes on it and see what it looked like. And we're more than welcome to give them a short tour and explain what we're going through. Look at the type of equipment that you're using. So many people are using equipment that, yes, it qualifies for a Class A, but is it what you're probably going to drive? Not at all. You know, we use most schools now are using even a sleeper truck or a day cab, but definitely an 18 wheeler with at least a 45, 48 or 53 foot trailer. You know, working in a 20 foot trailer and learning to drive that is one thing, but look at the equipment, look at the instructors, talk to them. If you get that opportunity, if they're not open about things, I would say look somewhere else, but look for a school that's been in existence for a while and look at the instructors and their background.
That's great advice. And, you know, I think if, you know, we want all the drivers, right? And so, you know, if you're thinking about being a truck driver, come on and find a school. You know, there's a job for you. There's lots of companies that want to, you know, that are hiring students, as Martin said. And so we would encourage anybody watching this, if you're thinking about being a truck driver, pull the trigger. Definitely.
Absolutely.
That's right. And you can go to NAPFTDS.org, and you can see all of the publicly funded truck driving schools that are a part of that organization that are throughout the country. And so it's a great resource to research schools and find out about information. And so, Martin, any closing thoughts here?
Well, I just, you know, I look back and my career in trucking has been much longer than I anticipated. And I can truthfully say, one, is I truly enjoyed it. It's a great industry, a lot of great people. As you well know, I have some of my best friends or people who work all over the country in the trucking world. Great people, great organizations out there. And the stability of that career is just, it is amazing to me. It's been good to me and so many other people that we've run into. And even if a person just, you know, becomes a driver, and that's what they enjoy, and they stay as a driver. You know, we're fortunate, Marilyn, you and I get to go to a lot of conferences, and you've made presentations before, people who have millions of safe miles, and you listen to their stories and how well they've provided for their family. They've had two or three kids, they've put them through college, they own a home, all the things that, you know, the American dream we want, it's can be provided for a person who works in the trucking industry and works hard and does a good job.
Definitely. The American dream is alive and well in the trucking industry. That's for sure. And, you know, come be a driver and stay a driver or work your way up.
Yes.
So speaking of conferences, Martin, we have been to a lot of conferences together over the years. And so where is the NAFTIS conference coming up this spring?
It's going to be in right out of Georgetown, Utah, and it's on our website. It's going to be April the 12th, starting on April the 12th. And it's a beautiful facility called Black Desert Resort. And the people that's gone there, it's amazing. It has a PGA golf course next to it, which won't do me any good because no matter how good the golf course is, I play the same. Go on the website and look, and the registration's out there. And the hotel reservations and everything. And we're looking forward to it. Everybody says it's a great facility and we're looking forward to it. As you mentioned, our conference in Daytona Beach was amazing. Got so many compliments on the content. And we had some people there that were pretty high up in this industry that stayed with us for the whole time and had great compliments. So we're excited about it and look forward to seeing you there and all the people that's watching.
I'll be there and we hope to see you guys there. Thank you again, Martin. And we'll see you next time on the CDL Files.